is Rihanna.
It's the biggest boss in the biz, Ricky Rosé. We always in the know.
It's DJ Khaled.
I'm Beyonce.
Spill that celebrity news.
Right here on Power 106.1.
Right, it's the Weedem Boys. Yo, right here on Power 106.1. Don't over true hip hop, and you got to know, man. It is time for that spill that. My girl came in with a big cup and a big bowl and a big plate, and she ready
a
to
big
spill.
Big bowl and a big plate, really?
She ready to spill it all over the studio. Tysheek, what you got today, man?
So 50 Cent may have a Power movie in the works. Swag, would you go see Power
definitely,
if it made it to the big
definitely,
screen?
Definitely. I'm a big Power fan. Hey, 50, do that, homie. Do that, you're going to get my money. You feel me?
Word down the streets is that 50 was like, yeah, we are working on it. There is a strong possibility that it is happening. So hopefully we will see Power on the big screen.
Yeah, man, I'm waiting on that. I ain't got nothing negative to say about that. If you got something negative to say about that, you probably watch Empire. Gay. What else you got for me, Tysheek?
So Rick Ross dropped a new album titled Rather You Than Me. Mm-hmm. He said this is the first album he created that will have you hearing in colors for the first time. Mm. He says he is choosing to be about the art over finances, and he says that it is truly a luxury. I ain't gonna lie, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I was like, damn, Rick Ross album dropped, let me listen to it. So I woke up at like 4 a.m I listened to it till about 6 a.m so I'm a little sleepy right now. But yo, Rick Ross took shots at Nicki Minaj and Birdman, and he also, you know, released a few things out the closet. We have, I didn't know about it. Did you know about him, Birdman, taking money out of DJ Khaled's pocket?
Yeah. He just exposed some things that needed to be put out there. You feel me? And do we blame Rick Ross? Nah, dawg. Keep making that good music, because I'm finna sit down and listen to this whole album. I only listened to one song, and I'm telling you, man. Rick Ross, yeah, man. That's like the Jay-Z of the South to me.
Yeah, Swag, I want you to run that clip.
Can't believe this, homie. Still love you. How the f*** you touch half a billion? Team starving, you on the island, you came to my city, I let you in my city, and what hurt me the most is how you did my brother Khaled. Khaled was loyal to you. The pain I seen in my brother's eyes, FaceTiming my, and he took that to the chin, that's why my nigga blessed.
And that was track number 3 off of Rick Ross's album, Rather You Than Me. Yo, this is definitely an album you could listen from the beginning to the end without skipping. Yo, and Swag, Khaled is blessed, and Birdman is just getting all this karma sent right back to him.
All three of y'all. That's all three of y'all. Listen, man, you got to know it goes down just like this each and every day right here on the Weedem Boys Show at 450. It's Spill That with my girl Tysheek. And if you miss any episode of Spill That, go to the website, power1061.com, hit that Weedem Boys banner, and you can listen to it on demand. And you can also use that Power mobile app. It is free in your app stores, iPhone or Android. So go do that right now, because you know who we are. We them boys. I mean, I'm a boy.
For more Spill That, check out the True Talk blog with Tysheek at power1061.com.